Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wow, isn't that funny? There was a lawyer mentioned in the newscast with Randy named Kristen Davis. Keep in mind that Cynthia Nixon, who's running against Cuomo, was one of the stars of Sex and the City. Sarah Jessica Parker is one of the stars. And Kristen Davis. I don't think it's the same one. I think it's a different one. I don't think this lawyer was ever in the TV show Sex and the City. It is a Beach and Company. I'm asking a couple of questions regarding Chris Collins and, first of all, his alleged press conference where he dragged the wife up on stage with him for no purpose except to show, hey, we're together, we're a family, and look, we couldn't be closer. And we've seen that with a lot of guys in trouble. You know, it's funny, when a woman gets in trouble, they never drag the guy up on stage with them. But when a guy gets in trouble, they almost always drag the wife in there. So I was wondering how you felt about that. And also, plea bargaining. Apparently, according to a newspaper article, that 90% in Florida, 90% of these kinds of cases are settled with at a 90% rate. You don't have to go to trial with it. And I'm thinking, well, would you want Chris Collins to take a plea bargain? I'm very much against plea bargains. I know you have to have them. I know the courts couldn't exist without them, but I still don't like them. And I'd like your opinion on that. Let's go to Pat on a cell phone. Pat, you're on WBEN.
Cynthia, take it from Pat. You take it. And my logic is this. There's no way his kid hit the kind of money necessary to buy that much stock. So if he was buying it as a shadow for his dad, and then his dad says dump them, so I think he owes it to the kid to take a plea to get the kid off the hook.
I think it would be a good idea anyway, just because of the father-son relationship, sure.
Right. And, Cindy, there's a couple other things, a couple other people that are really hurting here. First, when you talk about pleas, the fiancé and the fiancé's mother wound up with taking a settlement. They paid the fiancé $40,000, lost her privilege as a CPA for 5 years. And the press hasn't asked whether or not that was part of a pre-indictment plea, since they were both named as co-conspirators.
Right.
So, and also, what does this do to a guy like John Sinatra, who was the benefactor of his relationship with Chris Collins, or at least Chris Collins?
Yeah, what does it do to anybody? First of all, he cuts a wide path. He's a very successful businessman in a lot of different businesses, and he was county executive and now a representative. So there's a lot of people that get tainted with the same brush by their association with him.
So how does it work for the Sinatra, who's up for a federal court
petition? I have no idea. I've not heard of a cross deals where one plea bargain would affect another case. I guess this will all unfurl in time, but we got a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. Thank you, Pat. Thank you very much. I think the plea bargain, keep in mind, if it was offered, if Chris Collins sees this is the end of the line for this, there's no way around it. They've offered me a plea bargain. I think getting his son as part of that would be absolutely essential because of the father and son thing. Whether he gave the son the money to buy the stock in the first place, I don't know. And I don't know if we'll ever find out. But the bottom line, that's a very strong bond, usually, within the family unit. So we can understand him doing that. But once you take that plea bargain, I think, in my mind, you've given up any kind of declaration that you're innocent. Because I think, I know if I was charged with a crime and I was innocent, I would spend my last penny to defend it. There's no way I would take a plea bargain if I were innocent. If I were guilty and the plea bargain was right, it's something you could consider. But not unless you are guilty.
Like David Bellavia said the day that that we found out about Chris Collins, says, I want to see veins popping out of his head screaming, I'm innocent. If not, then you know, we've got problems.
He was kind of quiet. And also, I want to add something because these are all postscripts because I like to see how it plays out. Usually we see people doing a perp walk. We didn't see that this time. So they didn't do that. And usually after there's some kind of a finding of guilt or accusation of bad behavior, TV stations go and they interview anybody that knows you, the neighbors, somebody who sits next to you in church, and the people that they interview give their opinion of you, okay? And I was just wondering, I haven't seen any regular people standing up going, you know what? I never suspected Chris Collins would do anything like this. He's a wonderful man. He pats my child on the head. He gives to charity. He does this and that. And so they give their synopsis of what the person's like.
I went to his house to get a cup of 100s.
I did, yes. I borrowed a cup of money from him at one time. And usually they're out there after murders and things like this. This is a criminal case, but it's not a murder. Where they'll say, I never suspected anything. He was so quiet. He just worked on the lawn. You know, they do things like that. We never saw him angry. Why, he removed a thorn from my dog's paw.
He played with the neighborhood children.
The children loved him. So I'd like you to do your postscript on Chris Collins. If the TV cameras were in front of you, would you say something like, you know, I always suspected he was arrogant. And he tried to hide it, but we see it now. Now it's showing, dragging his wife up on the podium, not taking any questions. Come on. It looks bad for him. So I'd like you to do that postscript for me because the TV stations will ask for it eventually. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen some other politicians ask, but I've not seen the neighbors, especially the neighbors. He was so quiet. Why, he's lived here 20-something years, and we've hardly spoken to each other. But he seems nice. He always waves on his way back from church. You know, they always have those people in there that never have a clue about what their neighbors are like.
I want to hear from the guy that says, he egged my house.
Yeah, or, you know, he mows too much of the grass. He's over on my side of the property line.
Makes too much noise.
Yeah, that kind of real conversation. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We're asking a couple of peripheral-type questions around Chris Collins. First of all, he dragged his wife up on the podium while he was saying that I'm not going to say anything beyond this and reading his prepared script, the wife looking pained like she just sat on an acorn because it's not a comfortable position. You can't make faces. You got to be careful of body language, things like that. And I'm asking what you thought of that. I think if you were really a straight shooter, you wouldn't bring your wife up there, but that's my own opinion. Plea bargains. Apparently in Florida, 90% of these types of crimes or alleged crimes are settled with a plea bargain. Would you like to see Chris Collins take a plea bargain? And can you separate that from innocence? I don't think so. I think once you take that plea bargain, that's the name of the game. You've been kind of admitted your guilt. Let's go to Carl in Lockport. Carl, you're on WBEN.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What do you got for us today?
I would like to answer the question that you've got regarding if the news crew was standing in front of me and asking me the question.
Sure. Like people are always surprised that their next door neighbor committed some dastardly deed. Okay. You live next to the congressman. What were your thoughts about him?
Well, I would say that, well, for one thing, he would be a good father, you know, alerting his son and potential father-in-law in this case. But as far as him being an investor, he would be a lousy investor because didn't we find out that he lost $17 million in this deal?
Well, he did lose money in it. That, of course, is not germane to the charges, but he did lose quite a bit of money in it. And he denied that he sold any of his stock even after he had the information, which, of course, was a joke simply because he wasn't charged with that.
Correct.
So, all right, so you think he's a good father but a lousy investor?
I would, yes, that would be one of my comments. The other one is, so the rate is 90% in Florida that the plea bargains are usually done with these cases.
Yeah, that's from a lawyer quoted in the Buffalo News today. The lawyers in the Florida area said 90% are ended with a plea bargain.
So is that a white-collar crime at this high of a level?
Well, I didn't know there was this much, but there doesn't have to be a lot for the lawyer to say that. Obviously, if there's 10 and 9 of them are plea bargains, you can say 90%. So there's no raw numbers. But I'm guessing that a lot of people are in Florida who left northern states and maybe kind of figure out that there's a way around this tax burden or something else like that. So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, only because it would, clog up the court system. You've mentioned a few times. You have to have plea bargains. The plea bargains all the way from when you go to traffic court for speeding, they get you for, improper turn signals.
Often they'll lower the charge because at a moving violation, they get to keep all the money. On a moving violation, they have to share it with the state. So oftentimes they're pled down to that. You're right, and you got a good handle on that. Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. As I recall, because we've done shows on this, on a moving violation, the municipality has to share it with Albany. But if all of a sudden you're not going 10 miles over, instead your tires need looking after or, something like that, it's a non-moving violation, they get to keep all the money.
I'm name dropping. That's all I know.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good thing.
I'm getting out of it. I know somebody.
I'm not in. I don't go to court, Tony. When they do the man on the street to my neighbors, they'll say, he was such a good guy, Sandy. We never suspected he hung around with Beamer and Tony. he's hanging around with evil companions. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. I like those man in the street things. They always do them. And usually they'll try and get your neighbor, the neighbor of the accused, who knew nothing. I didn't know nothing about anything going on next door. Usually it's after some horrific crime has been committed. No, we didn't think they were that type. They were the quiet type. They didn't party. No, they were nice neighbors. Yes, they were attempting to commit this crime, but it's a shock to me. As opposed to the other side was, boy, we knew that this guy was ready to blow. He put signs on his lawn. He went out with a bullhorn to events. He did a lot of things that made us very suspicious. So this comes as no surprise that he's charged with this crime. Now, usually you don't see that. Usually it's the other side where they're surprised. I'm convinced that when we heard that, like some of the early bombings, remember the kids, because they were high school kids, making bombs in the garage, remember? And Dad did not know that. What father doesn't know what goes on in his garage? Give me that one.
I don't
get that at all, because people, even if they're not working on some project in the garage, they get in their car in the garage. They do things. They store things in the garage. There's no way you could be making bombs and not know it's going on in the garage. Well, Chris Collins is not accused of that, certainly. But anybody who's close to him, it would be easy to cover that up because it's not well known whether you made the call or not. And if you hadn't told anybody except your son and whoever he told. See, we said yesterday, the mistake, only if you don't want to be charged, the mistake the son made was telling his prospective father-in-law and then acting on it by selling the shares. Now, once Chris Collins, if this all went down as he's accused of, once he made that call to his son, because he got confidential information from the CEO of the company that the trial failed, once he called his son, he's already committed the crime, whether his son acts on it or not. But once the son acts on it, then you're really in trouble, because you can always say, yeah, I made five calls to my son. I was very disappointed that the trial failed. but nothing was done. Whatever, doesn't matter. Once you disseminate that information, you're done if they know it. But if you don't act on it, they'd have to prove that's what you said. When you act on it, it really makes it very obvious. And there's a quote. Sometimes quotes just stand out. Okay, there is a quote in the Buffalo News that says, "I've never from a lawyer. These facts, these allegations, you don't often get much better evidence than this." The words of David Chase, a Florida attorney who prosecutes inside trader cases. So it's not just a radio talk show host who looks at the 30-page indictment and goes, "Whoa, this is pretty detailed." But lawyers who deal with it too, apparently, at least this one, says that he doesn't get many cases where you see something like this. This kind of case laid out. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. So we're talking about plea bargains. Should he take a plea bargain if it gets to the point where he's offered one? He hasn't been yet, that we know of. The wife was dragged up on the podium. You could tell she was not happy. She'd rather be somewhere else, and I don't blame her. But that's what politicians do. They bring their wives with them up on the podium. And somebody posted this, that Collins made sure to mention that she is his wife of 30 years. Okay? He made a point of that. Now, women, she's a very attractive woman, by the way. But, and I'm saying that for a reason. Women don't like to have their ages discussed in public. I bet she whispered to him, "Can you say 20 years? Can you knock at least a decade off, please? 30 years. People are doing the math now. Let's see. If they got married when she was 20, you know, they don't want that. That's probably as bad as being accused of insider trading. In fact, that might be proprietary information that shouldn't have been disseminated publicly. I get him for that, too. Throw that on there. Throw that and make it a 31-page indictment that he kind of gave away his wife's age at the same time. That's not right, and that's not fair. And if you think women would be angry because he's accused of insider trading, being accused of kind of speculating on your wife's age is even worse. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are back with Beach and Company. Let's see, got some texts up here. Do you really think his neighbors at Spalding Lake are going to badmouth him? That's the first post on it. Here's another. Sandy, if I get a ticket, I just tell the judge I'm a Democrat and I voted for Clinton. And they just tear up the ticket because they're all good Dems. Well, I don't know if that happens, but that's one of the postings. Here's another. We all know the plea bargain would be a complete exoneration because they're politicians. They have a completely different set of standards and laws to live by than the rest of us. Well, that's true, especially Congress. That's the way that that works. And we're kind of curious as to what the end game would be for a very successful businessman like Chris Collins, owns a lot of businesses, does a lot of business with a lot of people. I'm thinking the end game is even if he doesn't do any jail time, even if he gets a suspended sentence, depending on what comes down, he's always going to be tainted with that brush. I don't think you can erase that right now. So I think there'll be a certain level of punishment for that. But meanwhile, what about the people that lost money on the stock venture? How are they going to be compensated? They probably won't be. They just take the pipe, and that's the way it is. Now, we're living in a very crazy world, a very crazy time, and sometimes we hear about things because we got different layers now. Before, we had one layer. It was just, okay, where did you hear it? Good, that must be true. Now we have, was it online? Was it on Fox News? Was it on CNN? I wasn't on a talk show. This, that, and the other thing. And then you have to figure out if it's legitimate news or if it's fake news. And you get the advocates from one side, the advocates on the other side, both claiming the high ground. But this this is a story that as soon as you hear this story, you go, what, are we nuts? Are we just nuts? Have we just lost our minds? And this is out of Atlanta, and this is what we're going to be talking about now as we say goodbye to Chris Collins for now, give him a weekend off. An Atlanta charter school changed course Thursday on a plan for students to recite something other than the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. So they had set this that in the morning, you usually do the Pledge of Allegiance at school. I think most of us did that, certainly. It was not a noteworthy event. It was something that just happened, and we did it, okay? Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School had announced on Tuesday that they would scrap the Pledge of Allegiance from their morning agenda. Get this. If you're not insulted already, wait till you hear this. In favor of participating in a group Wolfpack chant. Now keep in mind, they're dumping, or they were planning to dump the Pledge of Allegiance for the Wolfpack chant. Now, you know what that means? That's their school mascot. That is their school mascot. They were ready to dump the Pledge of Allegiance to this country in replace it with a chant for their school Wolfpack. What's the word I'm looking for? That's their
nickname.
That is their nickname, the Wolfpack. That's it. And they wanted to have a chant for the Wolfpack.
So they'd rather go school spirit rather than country.
Now that would be like, imagine this. Imagine down at the Bisons game, and the announcer says, "Ladies and gentlemen, please remove your hat as we pledge allegiance to Buster Bison." I mean, really. Is that ridiculous or what?
I think everybody involved. Well, first of all, if it was my kids would be pulled out of that school.
Now, here's the next sentence. If you weren't offended by the fact that they were going to drop the pledge, if you weren't offended that they were going to drop the Pledge of Allegiance in favor of the school mascot, the move was said to be done in order to make the school more inclusive. Does that make you want to throw up? More inclusive. Because some of the kids didn't stand to do the pledge. So they were going to dump the pledge, put the Wolfpack chant on as a result of that move.
So they don't want to be a part of this country.
No.
Is that what they're saying?
No,
inclusive?
Inclusive, that's the point, yeah. Because
what are they doing here?
You're pledging allegiance to the flag. I mean, we all know the Pledge of Allegiance. The move was said to be done in order to make the school more inclusive. And the chant, likely named after the school's wolf mascot. You think? It says it's likely. Let me see. Let me guess. The mascot is a wolf. They do a wolf chant. The person that wrote this this piece says it's as likely it was named after that.
It's a pinhead author?
Yeah. It would be created by students and teachers. Here's the quote. Students will continue to lead the meeting by asking, because they got the you-know-what hitting the fan, right? So they decided to set it aside, and here's the explanation. Students will continue to lead the meeting by asking our community to stand to participate in our Wolfpack chant together. Students will also be given the opportunity to say the pledge in another point in the school day within their classroom. So they're dumping the pledge for the whole school to start the school day, which would come over the PA system, and they're still going to do the Wolfpack chant, but individual school rooms can do the Pledge of Allegiance. The school's elementary campus president, Laura Zelsky, said that that's what they were going to do from here on in. Officials later decided to go back to the original format. This is how weaselly they are. They use words that might not register with everybody. Go back to the original format, which is the pledge, citing some miscommunication and inconsistency in the rollout. In the past, the Pledge of Allegiance was recited during our all-school morning meeting. But at the start of the school year, the daily practice was moved to classrooms. The decisions to stray from the morning ritual was carried out in accordance with the state law and aligned with other Georgia schools. So here's what, so that's what you got. You got a school willing to dump the Pledge of Allegiance because they want to be more inclusive. Inclusive with whom? Inclusive with what? As Tony said. So instead they would do the Wolfpack chant. How insulting. How insulting to this country. And I bet, I don't know, but I would bet if you go in the classroom, you probably won't find an American flag there either. This is an Atlanta charter school. What the hell is going on? So I'd like to know if your student, Tony's already said, if his kids were in that school, they'd be out of that school now. And I would say the same thing. If my daughter was in school and I found out that, it's like, okay, Tony, it's like we're getting rid of the, Tony is there. I'm pointing to you because you're going to answer this. It's like we're going to dump the pledge. Instead, we're going to do the hokey pledge.
Oh, the hokey pokey.
The hokey pokey instead of the Pledge of Allegiance. I find it insulting, and I just have to wonder who's educating whom. They're willing to dump something like that under the name of being inclusive? Inclusive, what the hell does that mean? If people aren't standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance, you dump the Pledge of Allegiance? I don't get it. And also, as a subhead on this, the president now is quoted after the National Football League's openings yesterday. He told players to find another way to protest. And I think he's exactly right with that. Give me your opinions on both of those. The Pledge of Allegiance being replaced by a pledge to the school mascot? I mean, why don't you hit the flag with a pie and get it over with? We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm wondering, when you go to Florida, does the sun melt your brain? And these pinheads are supposed to be educators. Here is the explanation of why they tried to throw out the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, why they tried to throw out the Pledge of Allegiance and replace it with an ode to their school mascot, the wolf. The wolf pack chant was going to replace the Pledge of Allegiance. I find that despicable. And here's one of the explanations. We support our students in their growth and see it as our duty as educators to respect their First Amendment rights, this statement said, adding that the officials are striving to address concerns and feedback while respecting the rights of every member of our school community. Now, did I tell you that the Atlanta Charter School is called the Grand Park Charter School, and it serves students K through 5? All right? So they're talking about the First Amendment rights of children from K to 5. What's 5, like 10 years old? They're telling us they're trying to get inclusive with 10-year-olds. And by that, they wanted to dump the Pledge of Allegiance because some 10-year-olds didn't want to do it. And the 10-year-olds are the older ones, the more mature ones. It's K through 5.
First of all, because I coach this age for the last couple of years, if a 10-year-old is uncomfortable with it, it's because his or her parents have told that young person to be uncomfortable with it.
Obviously.
This sounds like, to me, it's coming from the staff at the school, not the kids.
Exactly right. But that's how they try and present it. They said, we want it to be all inclusive. And they're talking about First Amendment rights. Children in kindergarten were demanding their First Amendment rights. Children in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 grades are demanding their free speech rights. Are you kidding me? And the teachers and the administration and the superintendent, whatever the power structure is down there, we're going to go along with it. And obviously they got a lot of backlash because now they're still going to do the Wolfpack chant, but the Pledge of Allegiance isn't going to be like it was at the beginning of the school day. It could be any time during the school day in an individual classroom. So what that says is they're going to divide and conquer. Maybe this classroom will say it. Maybe this classroom won't. I swear, we're heading into a period of insanity, and we may already be there. My friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing okay, Don. As I recall, when we went to school in Lunenburg, We stood up every morning and pledged allegiance, and we all survived it.
Yes, we did, and I didn't see any teachers or any of the school hierarchy against that, like you got today. I mean, we become like the Roman Empire. We're going to implode from within.
It's you can understand differences of opinion. This is insanity. It's absolute insanity. And as Tony said, that didn't come from the students. That probably came from the faculty.
It positively came from the faculty. What they're trying to do, you know, there's nothing like reaching a kid at that age. It's a lot easier to change a kid's mind at that age than it would be when they start in college, which they do a pretty good job of nowadays.
And they make it sound like it's a the kids are demanding it. Well, what if the kids demanded a longer recess or demanded to go home after lunch? Would they suddenly change the rules because somebody from K to 5 is demanding that they set up the school day differently?
No, obviously not.
It's insane. It's insulting. You can't even get angry about it anymore because it's so prevalent. We're seeing it everywhere. Some of the players yesterday during the NFL preseason game did power fists. Some did not, took a knee, whatever. The president said they should find a different way to protest, and I agree with that.
That was some of your Eagles, Don, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's a guy named Jenkins who was really a good guy, but somehow he's involved with this, and he does a lot of work in the community, so I'm not going to knock him, but he's wrong the way they're going about it.
Yeah, you know, they are. Boy, you want to know how to kill something, kill it from the inside. And that's what they're going to do to the National Football League. This is the first game of the season. People were excited and are excited about the season beginning, and they throw that poison pill in there because they can. That's not going to be good for the game as far as the NFL is concerned.
No, just like you alluded to a little bit ago, it's all divide and conquer, and a little at a time, and before you know it, things are the other way around.
Yeah, how did your Eagles play yesterday? Did they do well?
These games, you know, you got a bunch of guys that are trying to make the team, and the guys that are going to be on the field when the season starts, you know, they're on the sidelines watching. So, I mean, no, they didn't play particularly well, the people that they had out there. No, they lost by a couple of touchdowns.
Well, we got some really good play from all three of our quarterbacks, and I think that's what most people were looking for a little hope. And the guy who threw 5 interceptions in one game suddenly was 7 for 7 and would have been 8 for 8 if it was not for a tipped pass. It would have been a touchdown, so he looked like $1 million yesterday. So I know it's the first game of the exhibition season, and I usually don't even watch these, but I was curious to see if we had any action going.
Well, it's promising when somebody turns it around like that. You never know what could happen down the line. They could have a great season.
Well, let's hope both your team and my team have great seasons. Don, thanks for calling and proving that you can do the Pledge of Allegiance and still be a functioning human being. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye. Imagine that. That's school. They're catering to K to 5, grade 5. That's up to 10 years old, approximately.
Because you know a kindergartner walked up to his teacher and said, I don't feel comfortable saying
it. I'm for inclusion. I think we're not included when we don't do the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, really? Who told you couldn't do the Pledge
of
Allegiance?
I'm protesting for social justice.
So you don't want, if you don't want to align yourself with the country, why in hell should the country align themselves with you? I'd like to know that. You know, if you're not willing to pledge your allegiance to this country, why are you here? Why don't you go somewhere where you will do it? But you talk about fair weather friends. We don't need that, I can tell you. 72881 is the number for the cash code. The word for this hour is signal. 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 Send that to 72881. You might win $1,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.